Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Ways of Glory. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, your Marketplace Apostle, and I'm here bringing you this morning some excerpts from the book Apprehending the Kingdom, written by yours truly. This is definitely the most exciting writing that I have ever done. It is the revelation of God concerning the end-time gospel message of the kingdom of God. Today we are going to be discussing the topic, Ecclesia, the church or not. It was such an astonishing revelation to me when I began to research Apprehending the Kingdom, and it came to the point of looking up the word ecclesia. And I know over the years as a minister of the gospel, I have been taught that ecclesia means the called out ones, the church. And so from that point on, I didn't even question it. I just kept moving with it. And today I want to share with you that somewhere along the way, we have turned the word ecclesia into something that it was never meant to be. Yes, indeed, the word itself means the called out ones, but it means to call one out for an assembly. And normally, that assembly had to do with affairs of state. In looking up the word ecclesia, I found the definition to be the assembly of citizens of an ancient Greek state, usually called together for the purposes of discussing affairs of state. That is its original meaning. The ecclesia was an assembly of citizens who were called together to discuss the affairs of state. And then it dawned on me that the church is God's ecclesia. We are his assembly of citizens who have been called together to discuss affairs of state. And we are not just talking about affairs of your nation, wherever it is that you're listening in from. We're not talking about Washington, D.C. We're not talking about the region where you live, but we are talking about the government of God. Our question today, is the church political or religious? In the carnal mind this morning, we are absolutely assured that the church is a religious organization. As a matter of fact, if you will look it up in your dictionary, it will tell you that the church is a religious organization. But when you study the Word of God, you come to discover by revelation that the Church of the Living God is not a religious organization. We are a political organization with a political agenda. We are in the earth as ambassadors for the kingdom of God to establish the rule and the reign of the government of God. So as citizens of the kingdom today, I'm calling you out. If God has called you his ecclesia, I'm calling you out today to take a new look at your divine purpose in the earth. Are you here to establish religion, or are you here as an emissary from the kingdom? I want you to know today without a shadow of a doubt, I am an ambassador from the kingdom of God, and I am here on matters of state. Glory be to God. I am here to establish the embassy of God, to take territory, to stand in a place and declare that the kingdom of heaven has come here, even as Jesus did with Hito when he started out his ministry. Wherever he began to preach, he began with this statement, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," which meant that the kingdom of God literally had come to the place where the people were that he was dealing with, he was ministering to. He was himself an ambassador for the kingdom of God. He had come on business for the state. He had come to conduct governmental contracts. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will be awakened this morning to understand that you're not just here to do some little middly piddly religious worship service, to have three songs and a sermon, to clap hands, to smile and say hallelujah, and to get up and go about your business. But today, children of the Most High God, citizens of the kingdom, you have got to come into revelation knowledge of your divine purpose in the earth. That purpose is to establish the government of God in the earth. The kingdom of God is a supernatural entity, a supernatural government that is to be manifested in the natural realm through the manifest sons of God. So today, as we look at the church where you worship on a regular basis, is your church an ecclesia or not? Is your church really the church, or is it an organization that has been structured by man and is formed by man and is run by man, and occasionally has God come in as a guest? If that is the case, it is time to be about your Father's business. It is time to rethink the processes of being a member of the divine cabinet of the government of God. This is literally what Jesus was doing when he chose his 12 disciples and called them his ecclesia, because in that day, ecclesia was not a word that was associated with worship of any type of deity. It was a political term. Just as the President of the United States has a cabinet, these 12 disciples became the ecclesia of God through the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you can get that in your mind this morning. Get this in your understanding. The problem with Jesus calling out these 12 disciples as his ecclesia is that they understood that they were a political faction in the earth. They simply did not understand, glory to God, that their government that they were fighting to establish was not a natural government. They kept asking Jesus if he would restore the kingdom to them at this time. For you remember that Israel was used to being a kingdom of its own, and at this point in history was under the rulership of Rome. They had been conquered and subdued, and they had to give obeisance to Caesar. And in the midst of that, they were allowed to worship, per se, in the manner that the Jews worshiped, but they had no government of their own as a kingdom. And so wanted to know from Jesus, when are you going to restore the kingdom? But he ignored their questions and said, that's not for you to know, that's up to the Father. And he just began to give them instruction on how to operate when the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He showed them how to go forth. He showed them how to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons. He showed them how to open deaf ears and to loose mute tongues. And he sent them out two by two. And after he had sent out the first 12, then he sent out another 70 to do the very same thing, to demonstrate the kingdom of God in the earth. And this is our question to you today, for you to ponder in your own mind, for you to go before God and to get a revelation. Is the church political or not? I meditate on that because so often I remember people saying, one thing you don't discuss in public groups, two things you don't discuss is politics and religion. And I wondered so often why that was, but I could see that when a person is passionate about their own political party, they're not willing to move from their stance. That it could cause a stir. It could cause a commotion in the midst of whatever affair that the people are attending. The very same thing is when people get together who are a different persuasion of religion, and everybody believes that their point is valid, and it can cause some controversy. But I want you to know that Jesus himself declared that I am not come to sow peace in the earth, but a sword. He said, I've come to put a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. I've come to make a difference between the government of God and the government of man. He said that in the last days that mother would be against daughter and son against father. Nation would rise up against nation, and all because of the gospel message of the kingdom of God. All because we are here in the earth. We have been sent with a sword to take the territory. Jesus himself returned to us dominion. And when he died at Calvary's cross, he declared from that cross, it is finished. It was more than just about restoring us to God, reconciling us to God, atoning for our sin, but it was to restore to us the original plan of God, which is dominion over the works of the hands of the Lord, dominion over the earth. He was reestablishing God's authority in the earth through the work of Calvary, and he passed that kingdom on to his disciples. And today I pray that you be stirred by the Spirit of God to get a revelation of what is really happening with the ecclesia of God. What is happening and what should be happening are two different things. We have turned the glory of God into a ritualistic machine that operates on rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, titles and positions wherein the kingdom of God was never intended to work in that manner. There is one king, there is one head, there is one commander in chief, that is the Lord God himself. The Lord Jesus is the captain of the host of the army of God. The Spirit of the living God has been left in the earth to equip us, power us to demonstrate the kingdom so that men will recognize that there is a God who is in heaven and that the kingdom of heaven is now in the earth. This is the purpose of the Godhead, and you and I have been called out from all of the other citizens. You and I have been called out, child of God, as an ecclesia, as a one who would stand as an emissary and an ambassador for the kingdom of God, to declare the glory of the Lord, to declare the works of God, to declare the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that we are taking a natural realm and establishing a supernatural government. Glory to God. This is the most exciting part of studying this revelation on the kingdom of God. We are apprehending the kingdom. Chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, let us know that unto us a son would be given, and unto us a child would be born, and the government would be upon his shoulders. This prophet Isaiah was speaking to the children of Israel concerning divine government. He was prophesying that in days to come, God would send a new ruler into the nation of Israel, and the government of the nation would be upon his shoulder. That person was called the Messiah, and Israel was waiting and waiting and waiting for the coming of the Messiah when John the Baptist came on the scene and began to proclaim as a forerunner for the Christ. And then he was the one who recognized and validated that Jesus was the Lamb that would take away the sin of the world. God was the one who validated that Jesus was the Son of God in whom he was well pleased. And so we thank God today for John the Baptist, but we've got to move beyond baptism. We've got to move beyond church, quote-unquote, membership, and we have got to move into divine, supernatural, kingdom citizenship, when we begin to view our relationship with God as citizens of the kingdom, we come into a new realization of how we are to operate in the earth realm. For some time now, even the I believe it was the Apostle John told us, maybe it was Paul in the book of Thessalonians, that we were asleep. We were walking through this world asleep, not understanding who we are in God, not understanding what our mission is in the earth. He said it's high time that we awake out of our slumber. This church that we look upon today has been lulled to sleep by organizations. It has been lulled to sleep by the enemy of God. It has been lulled to sleep by lovers of power. In the last days, men shall be lovers of God more than lovers of themselves. It's not just talking about the sinners rejecting God. It's talking about leadership in the kingdom. Love them more than they love God, so they propagate their own agenda and call it the church. I said they propagate their own agenda and call it the church. But the Spirit of the living God is moving in the earth today, and he is taking back that which belongs to him. He is taking back rulership of the church itself, the ecclesia. He is setting himself up once again as the commander-in-chief. He is restoring himself, and God wants you today to make room in the throne of your heart for him to be king and ruler. He wants you to make room in your heart, child of God, to lay down every weight, every sin, and every rule or regulation that keeps you from serving him and loving him and walking in kingdom authority. The church is a political organization, not in the natural sense. We're not trying to take over Washington, D.C., or world government per se, but we are trying to establish, we are going to establish, the kingdom government in the earth. The Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. Once we understand who we are as the church, then we can understand that the gates of hell cannot prevail. They will not be able to hold captive the souls that have been captivated by this life, this world, the ones who have been blinded by the God of this world, the ones who called themselves atheists and agnostics, and the one who say that they don't believe in God when very nature itself speaks of the glory of God, the ones who have turned their backs on God to go after their own way. This is not the first time in history that man has rejected God. God always sends a Savior, because once the enemy gets you ensnared and taken you prisoner, he begins to abuse you and use you up and throw you on the trash heap of life. But God himself has sent in the earth an adversary against the devil, an advocate in the kingdom of God who will stand for you and who will declare that he has defeated every foe that will come after you. His name is Jesus, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Glory to God. We are coming out of the book called Apprehending the Kingdom. This book is a powerful revelation of the message, the end time message of the gospel that is to be preached in every nation before the coming of the Lord. We cannot hasten the coming of the Lord preaching religious rhetoric. We have got to get back to preaching kingdom authority, kingdom doctrine, kingdom mandates. We've got to begin to talk again about the kingdom of God. We've got to declare the kingdom of God in the earth. And then after we declare it, we've got to demonstrate it. It is the Apostle Paul who declared that his preaching of the gospel was not with excellency of words, but in demonstration of power. Oh, my God, I declare, I pray that the power of God return to the church today. Not just power to knock you down and be slain in the spirit and lay there, or not just the power to quicken you to have you run the church out, but power to establish the purpose of God in the earth today. This is my prayer for the body of Christ, that the power of God will be restored. That is his governmental sovereign authority to rule and to reign in the earth. This is your divine purpose in life today, child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Going on to in this chapter, if you ever get the revelation that your assignment in the earth is a political and governmental one and not a religious one, you will become a force to be reckoned with. You will destroy the works of the enemy. You will pull down the gates of hell. You will bring deliverance in areas where it needs to be delivered. People to be delivered from demonic power today. We don't want to talk about demonic forces still being in the earth today, but the demons are taking over persons, and they are using them to run the streets and to murder and to pillage and to rape and to destroy that which God has ordained as an abundant life. But we don't want to call it demonic. We don't want to call alcoholism drunkards like the Bible calls it, but we want to say they have a disease. Well, I'm here to tell you today, those who are claiming that your sex addiction is a disease, your drug problem is a disease, your alcohol problem is a disease, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the healer of every disease, every infirmity, every weakness, and everything that will keep you from operating in the likeness and the image of God. It doesn't matter what you call it, it's covered by the power of God today to set the captive free and open prison doors for them that are bound. I declare this word go forth in the airways today to bring deliverance to every ear, that this word will fall upon, that you will no longer walk as a zombie in the earth, calling yourself Christian, moving in and out, in and week out, going into a building, declaring that that building is the church. The building is not the church of the living God. Your building is not the house of God. The Bible tells us your body is the very temple of God, and it is high time that we let go of these false teachings concerning the church of the living God. This is the word of the Lord today, and I declare to you this truth. You shall know it, and it shall make you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you tell that I am stirred up by this revelation of the kingdom of God? Listen to this scripture. The Apostle Paul lets us know that the God of the world, his tactic is to blind the minds of them that are lost, lest they should believe and be set free by the light, the glorious light of the gospel. When you get the truth about the gospel kingdom message, there's a light that comes into your life. A light comes on in your life. A light comes on in your life, and you begin to see your way. You can begin to see where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing for the purposes of advancing the kingdom of God. And everything that has caused you to walk in darkness is taken away, and you begin to walk in the light of the gospel message of the kingdom. Glory to God. God, give us vision. Give us vision. Religion blinds men to the truth of the knowledge of God. That's the problem with religion. It blinds men to the truth of the knowledge of God. It sets up a false God. It sets up a false relationship, and it keeps the people from the truth of relationship with God and the kingdom of heaven. This is the problem that Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders of his day. He declared that they shut up the kingdom of God. They shut up the knowledge of the kingdom because they didn't want to enter the kingdom. And he said, you don't want to enter, and you keep other people from entering who would love to get into the kingdom. So today, to every religious leader today, I challenge you to begin to seek God for the truth of the kingdom and the knowledge of the holy, so that you will understand exactly what it is you're supposed to be teaching the people of God. In Jesus' name, I pray today you be stirred up by the Holy Spirit of God to come out of your slumber, because God will hold you accountable for the souls that he's put in your care today. And they will stand before you and say, why did you not teach us the gospel message of the kingdom of God? Why did you hold us in religion? Why did you bind our hands and feet with chains of rules and regulations that have nothing to do with our relationship with God? God will call the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, apostles, and prophets. He will call us into account for the words that we have taught the people. Jesus explained to his 12 disciples that he had called them out as his own assembly. He explained this to them. He said, and upon this rock, which is the rock of Revelation, not the rock of Peter. Peter means stone. It doesn't mean a rock. Jesus is the only rock. He was talking about the revelation that God had given Peter, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, upon this rock, this revelation is a rock that will not falter. I will build my ecclesia, the called out assembly of citizens who've been called together, heirs of state. Glory to God. He wants to talk about the government of God with his people. He wants to establish us and calls us to get in position to rule and to reign and exercise dominion in the earth. Not just dominion over your finances or dominion over your sickness, but God wants some people in the earth who will spread this doctrine, this gospel, with demonstration of power. He wants to use a whole lot of people to demonstrate the power of God and shut the devil's mouth for good. Are you with me this morning? He wants to shut the enemy down for good, and he wants to use you, his ecclesia, his church, his assembly of kingdom citizens who are called together to discuss the affairs of state. Hallelujah. When we understand that a covenant with God is the same as a legally binding contract, we can make our petitions before the throne of God according to the legal binding contract. Not by our tears, not by our despair, not by our worry, but according to the contract that we have with him. He is our king, we are his citizens, and there are certain rights and privileges that go along with kingdom citizenship. He says in his word that we are to make a demand on him. He says, concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. Glory to God. That is a mandate from God. That is his very own instruction to us, to command him according to his word concerning the work of his hands. But if you don't know what your rights and privileges are as citizens, then you're not going to make any demands. You're going to keep talking about what the devil is doing. The devil is defeated. This is a brand new news flash for those of who you want to say the devil is messing. The more the devil messing, God's blessing, that's a lie. The devil is defeated. The reason you are seeing trouble in your life is because you don't know who you are in God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God says he raises up a standard against him. And a standard is a flag. A standard is a flag that is raised to declare this is where the company. And so where the company of God is abiding, you can run into that company and the army of the Lord will fight for you. Oh, my God, I really pray today that you would get a copy of this book and begin to research the Bible, the scriptures, the revelation that have come through by the Spirit of the living God, so you can get in tune with what God is doing in the last hour. People are afraid for September 23rd. About what's about to happen. But there is no need to be nervous when you understand that our kingdom is not of this world. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin. I am a Marketplace Apostle, but today I'm coming to you as an ambassador for the kingdom of God, praying that you, people of God, will awake out of your slumber and stop walking around blind and asleep concerning the governmental issues of the kingdom. God needs some ambassadors. He needs some emissaries. He needs some people who understand politics in the supernatural so that you can be leaders to govern the earth. This is what God is looking for. He's looking for governors. And so I pray today that you would be one of those governors. I pray that the God of the universe who created the ends of the earth will stir up your spirit today and cause you to come into the knowledge of the kingdom of God. This has been an awesome day today, and I'm praying the Lord be with you as you go. Let the kingdom come, his will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. God bless you. Hope to see you again next Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. here on Waves of Glory on Blog Talk Radio.